on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Joanna Earle.
The police watchdog is going to investigate Scotland Yard's handling of the disappearance of an ex-EastEnders actress and her two young sons. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the force is facing questions over why it took 3 weeks before murder squad detectives were called to lead the case. Three bodies were found at the family home in Erith yesterday. Police are still looking for Sian Blake's boyfriend, who's also missing.
KMFM News.
The UN Security Council has called an emergency meeting later as North Korea says it's detonated a hydrogen bomb. The secretive state claims it successfully tested one of the weapons, which creates a more powerful blast than is generated by uranium or plutonium. The Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, who's in Beijing, says he's discussed the situation with his Chinese counterpart.
Both Britain and China condemn any attempt by North Korea to obtain nuclear weapons or to test nuclear weapons, and we're very satisfied with the way China is responding to this incident this morning.
Police have used a stinger to stop a van on the M2 following a half-hour chase. Officers were called to reports of a suspicious vehicle in Ramsgate just after 8:30 this morning. It was followed after failing to stop and eventually brought to a standstill between the junctions for Sittingbourne and Gillingham. Two men have been arrested.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told firefighters have received more than 40 calls about flooding in Kent in less than 24 hours. Dover, Deal, Folkestone and Hythe have been worst affected by the heavy downpours, whilst there are also some problems in Yalding. Water's been pumped from several homes yesterday. A pregnant woman was rescued from a flooded house in Hawkinge. Meantime, a woman who was forced out of her home for more than a year due to flooding has told KMFM she spent £200,000 to stop it happening again. June Chapman's Yalding property was badly damaged in 2013. She's since built an extra floor to act as a flood defence. She says it's caused huge disruption but should be worth it.
That's been the worst part of it, was moving out, living in two other houses for 15 months. It's not your home. So at least I can stay this time, even though it will be awful. It won't be as bad.
You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Plans to build Canterbury's largest housing scheme in decades are set to go ahead. 750 properties will be developed on land near Thannington, with a primary school, hospice and business park also being promised. But Clive Church, who's chairman of a campaign group in the area, says it'll cause more problems on the city's roads.
It's optimistic about the impact on traffic, because the A28 into Canterbury is already a fairly congested road, and it intersects with Wincheap, and how that's going to be resolved has not been decided.
A dementia sufferer who went missing from Dartford on New Year's Eve has been found safe and well in London. The 61-year-old was found in the Kingston area after previously being spotted in Covent Garden. And a little girl from Medway is said to be doing well after having surgery in America to help her walk. 5-year-old Paige Stewart has cerebral palsy, which means she struggles to stand on her own and needs a frame to get around. More than £40,000 has been raised so she can have an operation that's not available on the NHS.
KMFM Showbiz.
ITV's remake of Jekyll and Hyde, which was partly filmed in Rochester, won't be returning for a second series. The show's creator says the channel doesn't want any more of the programme, which attracted hundreds of complaints about violent scenes. And Jennifer Lopez says she's studied Britney Spears and Celine Dion ahead of her own Las Vegas residency. All I Have opens in Vegas in 2 weeks, with the initial run of dates ending in June.
KMFM Sport.
Football and the Gillingham manager says he hasn't yet had any offers for his players since the January transfer window opened. Nicola's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Gills are currently second in League One and could go top if they avoid defeat at Wigan in front of the TV cameras tomorrow night. There has been speculation their leading scorer could be involved in a big money move. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
I'm not silly enough or stupid enough to sit here and say that no player will leave this football club. And that's not just talking about Bradley, Dak or anyone. I'm just saying that right now I know that the chairman and myself want to keep this young group together.
Meantime, Justin's in the running to be named League One's Manager of the Month for December. The Jewels won 3 of their 4 games last month and ended the year in 3rd place in the table. The winner will be announced on Friday. And in cricket, England are in a bit of trouble on the final day of the second test against South Africa in Cape Town. A short time ago, they were 147 for 6 in their second innings, a lead of 149 runs.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.